From NPR News, this is Weekends and All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz. Our cover story today, saving New Orleans and Baton Rouge. The Army Corps of Engineers is doing just that at this hour. They've opened up a floodgate along the Mississippi River, the Morganza Gate, for the first time since 1973. Now, that should relieve some of the pressure building up along the Mississippi, but it will end up flooding about 3,000 square miles of Louisiana's bayou. In a moment, we'll hear from a woman in Butte La Rose. That's a town that will soon be underwater. First, though, to NPR's Greg Allen. He's actually on top of the Morganza Spillway. It's about 40 miles northwest of Baton Rouge. And Greg, can you describe what it looks like from where you are?
Well, Guy, you know, they only opened one gate here in this huge structure, so we weren't sure how big and how impressive it'd be, but I can tell you it's truly impressive. You've got these huge amounts of whitewater just cascading through the open gate. As the water comes through, we actually see fish jumping out of the water, fish that, you know, just a few minutes ago were on the other side of the gate. In the Mississippi, now they're in this area that used to be dry land. You've got this huge meadow that's now starting to fill up, giving you a sense of what's going to happen as this water moves downstream.
Now, they're doing this, of course, to prevent major flooding in Louisiana's two largest cities. It's the first time since 1973 that engineers have opened up the spillway that you're on top of. Is it working? Are they saying it's working as expected so far?
Yes. I mean, there's been a lot of questions about it, you know, because it's been used so rarely. And as you say, last time was 1973. I've talked to a lot of residents. There's been a lot of stuff written on blogs about, well, what happens if they can't put the Mississippi back in the bank, you know, when this is all over. The Army Corps of Engineers has been very clear that this thing has been tested repeatedly and that they have total confidence that the Morganza floodway is going to work as planned. And, in fact, they only expect to use, you know, a small portion of it. As I say, only one gate's been opened. Eventually, they may only use about a quarter of the gate. So the capacity of this structure to operate and to allow water through is much greater than what they're going to use between now and when the floodwaters start to recede.
So are you looking out over sort of a plain right now, which is largely dry, that will be underwater in the next day or two?
Well, it filled up very quickly, I can tell you. We were sitting there for the last hour watching this huge expanse of, you know, I would call it pasture land, big flat area, and, you know, just totally dry. And then within just the course of about 10 or 15 minutes, it totally filled up. And now you're looking at something that to the someone like me looks like part of the river. It gives you a sense of what 10,000 cubic feet per second can do. If it does this close in, eventually this water is going to fill up the entire Atchafalaya Basin. And, you know, by the end of the week, it could start flooding all the way down south by Morgan City.
Greg, very briefly, can you explain what will happen downstream?
Well, downstream, people are, the one reason they open it, they're opening it slowly, just one gate at a time, they'll open more gates tomorrow, is they want to give people time to get out of the way, and also animals time to get out of the way. There are black bears and other large mammals that live in the floodway. So they're opening it slowly to give everybody a chance to evacuate, whether they're animal or human. And so I was down in Butte La Rose today, and then you're going to speak to someone from there. And people there are packing up and getting out because they will see water probably by tomorrow.
That's NPR's Greg Allen at the Morganza Spillway in Louisiana. Greg, thanks.
My pleasure, guys.